Welcome to this short podcast about our mind-body connection. My name is Angelica, and as a life coach who specializes in the subconscious mind, I work, among others, with the emotional and mental side of our physical issues. Because our body literally communicates to us through physical symptoms. And sometimes the message is in the symptom itself. It's no coincidence where something shows up in the body and how it shows up. Sometimes the message is in the effect the physical symptom or symptoms have, or in the changes we have to make due to the physical issues. In 2013, I've written some articles about the meaning of colds and messages of pain, especially of headaches. And today I would like to take a closer look at indigestion, and in particular stomach issues, because that again is a common ailment. So when we look at eating, eating is not just about absorbing nutrition for our physical body. It's also about swallowing and assimilating our experiences. So digestion is about absorbing everything that's happening to us, along with our feelings about it, and at the same time also eliminating that which we do not want. So our digestive system can be a good mirror for our emotional state. You might have noticed yourself that when you feel safe and happy, your digestion tends to be reasonably maintenance-free. If you're experiencing conflicts or stress or emotional turmoil, that can all often show up in indigestion. And then we also have to remember that food and love can also be connected or even become interchangeable, depending on what beliefs we have learned and how food was used or abused when we grew up. Many of us have been rewarded or soothed with food. So food can become a substitute for love, for attention and comfort. We might have learned to use food as a stirrup, a short-term energy-relieving behavior. And that means we're distracting ourselves from uncomfortable emotions like sadness, anger, or fear by using food. And that unconscious way of using food often increases the existing indigestion. So indigestion on one hand is, of course, caused by the wrong foods. By that I mean the foods that don't agree with us, but also just as much by worry and stress. Feelings of worry and fear are held in our stomach. When we can't stomach what is happening in our life, when the reality is too scary or it's too bitter or too sour to digest, or the reality is proving just too much to bear, indigestion and heartburn could be the result. And according to one author I really like when it comes to the mind-body connection, her name is Deb Shapiro, a helpful question to ask when you're experiencing acid reflux is, what issues or feelings are you swallowing that are bitter, sour, or upsetting? And for Ina Siegel, acid reflux is also a sign of experiencing difficulties in regards to digesting life. Our body is letting us know that we're feeling uncomfortable with what we're seeing or feeling or hearing or experiencing. We might feel irritated or frustrated or out of control. We are in some way resisting life. Lise Bourbeau reminds us of letting go and allowing things to unfold instead of worrying or trying to control something. She also notes, and that I find very interesting, that the stomach sits in close proximity to our heart, so a loving, accepting, and peaceful heart has a calming influence on our stomach. On the other hand, thoughts that don't come from a peaceful heart, such as, this is not fair, this is wrong, why do I have to take this, or this is not what I want, all these thoughts block the flow of energy in our body. So the more tolerant we can be and the more we can go with the flow, the easier life is to digest. And just as Deb Shapiro and Lise Bourbeau provide useful questions to investigate our symptoms of indigestion, Detlefsen and Dahlke, in their book, also suggest to listen to our inner feelings and to consciously come to grips with inner conflicts and incoming impressions. We need to ask ourselves what we're unable or unwilling to swallow, what we're feeling sour or angry about, or what is eating away inside of us. The ability to digest life with ease requires openness and surrender. And that brings us to Louise Hay, because Louise Hay suggests certain affirmations for indigestion and for acid reflux or heartburn. And I'm going to read some out to you. The first one is, I digest and assimilate all new experiences peacefully and joyously. I digest and assimilate all new experiences peacefully and joyously. And then the second one is, I breathe freely and fully. I am safe. I trust the process of life. I'll repeat that one too. I breathe freely and fully. I am safe. I trust the process of life. A third one is, life agrees with me. I assimilate the new every moment of every day. All is well. So that was, life agrees with me. I assimilate the new every moment of every day. All is well. Or then just simply, and very short and easy, I digest life with ease. And if you want to read or use those affirmations, you can find them in my written blog on my website. So affirmations, meditations, and of course subconscious belief changes help to address the symptoms of indigestion. So one meditation mantra I suggest is let it be. So on the inhale, you're going to think, I slow down. And on the exhale of your breath, you're going to say to yourself, I let it be. Inhaling with, I slow down. Exhaling, I let it be. Letting it be is often easier than letting it go. So try the let it be meditation mantra. And if you would like to have resources in regards to the mind-body connection, I've provided a list of several books at the bottom of my written blog. And if you're interested in investigating your own symptoms more, and to clear out fears, to change limiting beliefs at a subconscious level that are connected with those symptoms, you can contact me either via phone or email. My phone number is 905-286-9466, and the email address is greendoorrelaxation@yahoo.ca. That was 905-286-9466 or greendoorrelaxation@yahoo.ca. Thank you very much for listening, and feel free to browse other topics on my website, or you can listen to my podcast about the mind-body connection in regards to colds. Until next time.